This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Seems can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you up till 10. 2, excuse me. Start at 10. Take you up till 2.
We're here all night.
Do our headlines.
Are you an hour earlier? Are you an hour earlier or is it Central?
Samesies, dude. Not Samesies, right. Dude. Same time.
Again, that's crazy. They're farther west than Louisiana.
Look at that.
That's weird.
Time.
That is
and
weird.
Louisiana is on Central time.
Let's get to our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Miami Dolphins hitting.
So here we got Tua.
No.
Come sit on the back end with your juice, buddy. We ain't doing nothing today till we get paid. All right.
Okay.
Just sit on the back of my truck.
We're just sitting
on the back of that Raptor.
Got to tell you, you know, when the reports come out today of what is at camp, I think it was Dade South who said anything on Chop Robinson. I gotta see some Chop Robinson was flying around tweets today.
Yeah.
I want to see him flying around. I want reports of him flying around.
Hey. Can I ask a question?
True. This is a question. Coming off the ball.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Explosive. Piss and vinegar.
In a contact sport, how can you tell how good anybody is with no contact?
Just need to see some flying around, Leroy. Yeah. You know, just really swarm to the football.
Hold on. Let me finish. Everybody flies around when you can't get hit. I was a fast running back just running through there getting touched.
It's like Calais Campbell said, you know, yesterday was the worst they're going to be, unless they're worse today, but you would think they're going to get better. And so they take that, and what you want to see is more people flying around the football.
Flying around the football, dude. What's that?
That's that flying around the football,
dude. Is that a bird, or is that Calais Campbell?
No, I mean, just remember, we said this yesterday.
He's like, no, please, come back. I'm not going to scare you. Really?
Imagine going to his house for Halloween.
Oh, God. Trick or treat.
When he just starts his statement going, huge.
Yeah.
I'm just like, hey, yep.
Yeah. I have been known from time to time to get in the bushes by my front door.
Doesn't surprise me.
Hey, I want to torment the kid. Then my wife, to try to be a good neighbor, she puts the table on the end of the driveway, and she makes margaritas for the adults and then the candy for the kids. And I'm just sitting at the window looking out going, why can't I have no fun? Come to the front door, little kids.
Get the full experience.
They look at the door. Nope.
Tell you's got to show me something though.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Smith got to show me something.
Oh my God! Yeah,
well, got to show me something.
Again, he's overdue, bro. He's overdue.
Show me something.
I think a lot of what they do defensively, scheme wise, will help Smith and Cole. Right? I think it'll help them. Because Kade Kohu started off just playing man-to-man and playing the guy in front of him. Then he had to read stuff. Mm. And he was a little slow. He was always one step behind.
I mean, look, when you got in Fang's doghouse, it's hard to get out. So you got a fresh start with the bob and weave defense here. All right, we're looking for tsunamis. We're looking for ball hawks, not ball pelicans. So what I need really is for Cam Smith to show me something, dude. That's what I need. Now, when I say show me something, literally, I'm not there, so he can't show me something, but I better see tweets about it.
Yeah.
I better see tweets about it.
Or else.
Again, day two.
Still, dude. He's overdue. That guy's overdue. You got to admit.
Redshirt year. You know, like, it's all right. I put it all behind me, but, like, I'll tell you one thing. I'm looking right now at this roster.
Contrary to popular belief, you do realize in all lines of work when you get a new job, for you to think that certain positions you pick up right away, sometimes it doesn't happen. Sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't.
But you would agree he's got to show us something.
Gotta show us something, dude.
I would say that he should be able to do something by now to get his ass on the field. Right? That's a fact. I'm just going by the position that he plays. Mm-hmm. Right? He should be able to do something to get on the field on a regular basis.
Let me just say this. I better not see today that Ethan Bonner, aka Intangibles Lightning, I better not see that he's outshining him. Like, you're getting outshined by some undrafted guys again, like you were with Cater.
Wait,
because
you're undrafted don't mean you're not better.
That's fine, but I'm just saying, like, he better show us something. And also, I got my eyes on one guy and one guy alone, based on name alone. Undrafted cornerback Storm Duck.
Oh, hey,
that's a great name.
That's a good name right there.
I mean, there's no
Duck.
Duck. Okay.
Storm.
Hey, watch out.
Duck, as in quack quack.
Duck.
Quack. You should have went to Oregon. That would have been
Storm
perfect.
Duck. Wow. That's good.
Yep.
North Carolina. Tar Heel.
I'm surprised nobody tried to shoot him with all them hunters over there. We got a duck.
Quack. Quack.
No, like, it's Stunt Steve thinks I'm making this up, but I'm not. It's Storm. Storm Duck.
Storm Chandler Duck.
Yep.
Chandler. He's white?
He is not.
What?
Contrary to Chandler belief.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Hey,
no.
Listen.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna sit here and act like I've swung and missed on this before.
No.
Right? Art sign.
Yeah.
Harden's nine.
Yep. No, yeah. But this one is undeniable. He is not an intangible for sure.
So he got a whole family of ducks.
That's right, the duck family.
Yeah, I guess he does. How many schools did he play for, though? Okay, I do see him leaving Penn State, went to North Carolina. I also see him in a Louisville uniform. Man, the transfer portal was crazy.
Played last year. His last year was in Louisville, his COVID year. Hmm. Before that, he was a Tar Heel.
Nothing at Penn State?
You know?
Okay.
No, he made that up.
Okay. All right.
Storm ducks fly together.
Karen says storm duck is ironically gooseys.
I mean, if anybody is going to outperform Cam Smith, I guess storm duck is a pretty good place to go. But Cam's got to show me something.
Nah, for sure.
Wouldn't it be something if he started and they say, at right corner, storm duck, and everybody stands up.
Jesus. Is that a duck? I don't think
kind of duck you have, dude.
What that was, dude.
Why does your duck sound like a vulture?
It's like a seagull. It's very strange. What was that?
Hey, wait a minute. Now that's not a good duck. It's a bird, damn it.
No,
that's the worst duck.
That was a condor, not a duck. No, okay. Quack, quack.
There you go.
It doesn't have the same.
No,
it doesn't.
No, but that would be fun. Like, if Storm Duck becomes a thing for the Dolphins, like, imagine he has a really great first day of practice in front of the fans. Like, it's Sunday, and they just go, quack.
Quack.
Quack,
quack,
quack, quack. Like, we get Mighty Duck style with him.
That'd be good. Imagine the whole Hard Rock Stadium quacking. Quack,
if he has
quack,
a peak
quack,
in a game,
quack, quack.
You know the first headline is going to be Mighty Duck, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. Tate South says you guys are triggering the murderer.
Oh, she says, look, wouldn't it be something, man? Look, her head just peeps in the game. I heard somebody was talking about birds.
Quack, quack. I would love that, dude.
Quack. Yeah.
That's great.
Or how are we not going to root for this guy?
He should get some NIL from Aflac.
Too late.
Or the Duck Dynasty guys.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. Where they live?
Wow. Oh, take a break. More to come here. We are live at Big Ten Media Day, Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour, presented by Duffy's Sports Grill. Back after this.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Made this here with all the ice on in the booth. At the gate outside, when they pull up, they give me loose. Yeah, jump out.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. We're live from Big Ten Media Day, part of the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour, presented by Duffy's Sports Grill. Leroy, can you get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? YourAccessAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
At the window flex, I'm looking out. It seems to only be partly cloudy today. Winds are coming out of the southeast at about 10 to 15 miles an hour, might be gusting a little bit higher. And I would say the temperature's around 85, 90 degrees. Look for a passing shower in the evening. The last few days has been looking kind of ominous, and you get a sprinkle here or there. No serious rain, but, you know, it's that time of year.
Man, how do you do, Marcos?
Excellent. He's a golfer. It is currently 15 miles per hour winds, and they are coming out of the east southeast. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible today. Will be like that for the next couple weeks, apparently.
He's good.
He's a golfer.
Mike McDaniel yesterday spoke to the media. It was brief.
Hey.
Oh, that's good.
He's trying to be a good trooper, but he almost catches himself, and then he goes into internal thought while doing an interview, and it's like,
here is Mike. Here's Mick Coach, and he says, not his job to get into contract talks with Tua.
You know, I think, it's important for me as the head coach and my connection with the players and what my bottom line job is to maximize their abilities, that I know where my place is in my relationship with him. I'm not involved in those things. My job is to focus on him getting better solely. I think in terms of hedging, I know as an organization, we've prioritized it by entering in negotiations a long time ago, whenever that started. And I think it speaks to kind of how important it is to both sides that they're relentlessly working on it. Great things take time. I don't think.
What the hell did he just say?
and that's what I mean. He's trying. And it's weird because when I hear Mike talk and I hear how he talks, I think about the old school coaches, right? And something that an old school coach would say is, well, he's under contract, he needs to be in camp.
Yep.
Right? And those days are long gone. Now you have to be a little more politically correct and understand both sides of the situation. There's still some coaches who are a little abrasive when it comes to that contract stuff. Right? Because they don't care.
As many anymore. And most of the coaches are getting young. They are getting younger.
There's too many holdouts. So
he was asked about if he would go to Chris Greer to talk about the Tua contract. This is what his response was to that question.
Mike, I imagine this is kind of a delicate middle ground with you with this contract deal because you're obviously the coach. At any point, do you talk to Chris and say, hey, for us to have the best success for this season, I need my quarterback fully in and everything?
No, I don't talk to Chris.
Oh, okay.
We got a rift.
Yeah.
No, they don't have a rift. It's just not that. No. Like, listen,
it's a rift, dude.
You have to understand that some coaches have power. Some coaches go in. Like, I'm more than sure that if they have contract discussions in Denver, that Sean Payton will have somewhat of a say-so, right? Because of what he has his hand in. I'm more than sure when you went to New England with Bill Belichick, if there was a contract dispute, then Bill Belichick was in those conversations because he had some control over that. Now, you know, Mike McDaniel is the football coach. He don't have a say-so in you know, all that stuff. Will they ask him about players? Will they ask him about free agents? Will they ask him about the draft? Absolutely. But when it comes to contracts, he has nothing to do with that.
Here was a little bit more of him on any talks with Chris Greer about Tua.
It's an important important situation for both the organization and Tua and his family. And everybody's aware of the importance to everyone. So, I don't need to remind anybody about that. I think when you're working in a healthy organization, there's enough empathy that, I know that he wants the contract done. And he knows that there's different things when that evolve if there's not. That's a known. There's no secret to that. So everybody's trying their best to get a deal done. So that's, we have to rely on that and hope.
What? Oh, Jesus, dude.
Words means words.
Oof.
Hey, let me tell you, I can't compete with that. That's a Hall of Famer right there.
Chafik says he's just saying the same thing in different words. He just changes different long phrases.
Is that any different than the reporter asking questions in different words but asking the same question?
No. Right? He's the pretzel man. He just keeps bending dough into different shapes.
Words means words.
I can't believe I said that nonsense. Serious. And that's usually Toby goes, excuse me? Excuse me?
But yeah, And I love the way they tried to ask it differently, right? But or I love the way you just said,
what if you would go to Chris?
I don't talk to Chris. I don't talk to Chris.
All right. Mike, what would you say if Tua came and just punched you right in the snap box? Does he still get snaps? But he says, I'm taking snaps today. Would you? It's like, what? All right. Yeah. New scenario. Tua goes out there and he just rips everybody publicly and says, you guys are cheap bastards. But would you still play him if he was ready to play?
Attaboy.
Right. Here's what we can't do. Right. Don't make a person different because of a situation. You always have to assume he's going to be the person he's always been. If that's a malcontent, then you know you're going to get certain type of behavior. If he's not, then let's stop putting stuff on Tua that Tua could or should do that ain't Tua, right? I personally think it's going to hurt him in the long end because I went through the same thing. I think it's going to hurt him because they look at that. They look, and as much as organizations want a team player and a company guy, when it comes to negotiations, they look at it as a weakness.
Yeah, the word was yesterday, I saw Armando Salguero report that there were multiple offers from the Dolphins and multiple counter offers from Tua's side. So there's been, I guess,
well, if they're going back and forth, that means it's not that far off. Here's all that matters. Here's all that matters. See, contrary to popular belief, the Dolphins could give him $150 million, $160 million guaranteed. That's all that matters. And structure the contract that he counts for less than all the other people or more than the other people that just went. It's all about the guaranteed money or the average salary a year. You can make him, you can put on there that he makes $80 million the last year. You can give him $160 guaranteed, and that makes the numbers look right, even though the contract is a little skewed, right? Everybody, he gets his guaranteed money. You get the number of where you want it, right? Because usually after the fourth year, you're going to redo it anyway. So if he signs a five-year, $260 million contract with $160 guaranteed and you stretch all that out, technically that's only 5 years. The $160 is guaranteed. Mm. You see what I mean? You save yourself some money. That's why I'm having a hard time with this, because the numbers don't matter. The only thing that matters is guaranteed money. And I can't see what's the difference between $140 million guaranteed and $160 million if you're going to be here 3 or 4 years.
We'll take a quick break. Mix things up coming up next. Back, everybody.
Roll out. Roy.
Had to go on. Take guys up until 2 here on the program.
Had to do a poop patrol.
Oh, why?
Yeah.
Oh, Pumpy?
Yeah. You know.
Did he get in there?
Huh?
Did he get in there, or you were just patrolling to make sure he didn't?
No, oh, he did.
Okay.
No, but you just know.
Okay.
And, you know, we have this nice wooden dog bowl. You put the bowls in there.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. And he's teething.
Oh. Okay.
So he'll bite a piece of the wood off of the dog bowl and make a run for it. And you got to chase him.
Mm.
Like, it's hard because normally you get a dog after 2 months.
Yep.
We've had this dog 5 weeks. And he was 5 weeks old. So he was tiny.
Yeah. You guys are going through the entire process. Is it weird that my son also bites his wooden crib and runs away with it? Is that weird? Should I be concerned about that?
He's teething. You don't get him none of those little circle things. You freeze him,
and yeah.
Then he chews him, and it makes it's good on his gums.
He's an animal, though. He really is an animal.
Baby tadpole turned into baby beaver.
He is a vicious, vicious child. He is physically gifted. He is very tall, and he is like, he's not thick to the point where he's like unhealthily obese, but he's at the top of the weight level. But this kid, not a thinker. Not a thinker.
Zeus is, I think, 3. 2, 3?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's an athlete.
Oh. He's Moose.
Hey.
Let's mix things on up here, dude.
Let's mix it on up.
The mixed bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future. Welcome back, Frog Boy. Are you ready to man the mixed bag?
Yes, I am ready. I missed it. I missed the mixed bag. I should have just called every day and did a mixed bag. That's what I should have done. You guys interested in a little Team USA news?
Yes.
Have you guys had a chance to watch any of the Team USA games?
A ton of them. You're talking about basketball, yeah?
Yes, basketball, indeed. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I've watched everyone except for Serbia because I was in the Dominican Republic, but I saw the highlights on Twitter.
You were in the Dominican Republic? When the hell did that
happen? Yeah.
Well, when discussing various members of international basketball,
mm-hmm.
one that is not on the USA team, but in the NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo became the topic of one conversation. Not to make this any political news, but Donald Trump, not sure if you guys saw it, had one mm-hmm. of his old rallies in Milwaukee in which he called this NBA superstar, an international superstar, a very interesting nickname here. Listen to Donald Trump address the Milwaukee audience.
Milwaukee was great. They did a great job. The stadium is new. They built it for the basketball team, which is excellent. You know the Greek, right? The Greek.
Yes.
He's a good player, but they built it for the team, and it was like new. And it was one of the most, I think it was the greatest. I really believe it. It couldn't have been better. It was the greatest convention that anyone's seen thus far. Republican or Democrat.
Is that not right up his alley? Like, is that quintessential Donald Trump right there?
The Greek. I mean, he was beautiful.
The Greek.
It was the greatest.
He's the best.
It was the greatest. It was the best.
You know what
and
it is?
Want to say, the crowds. Look at these great crowds. Kamala has no crowds.
The I'm Greek. Like, the Greek
that's
is
exactly
so
exactly what we need to be talking about while running for president.
The freak. The Greek.
You know what, though? I give him credit. He saw the name. And he's like, nah, I'm just going to cop out of that.
Answer the what?
Yeah, I'm good. Giannis? Nope. That's not you. Okay.
I mean,
you
know he's like, it's amazing.
It's so amazing.
Like, I'm one of those people that I try to listen to both parties because I'm not one of those people that just listen to what people tell me, right? You should all take a lesson in that.
you know, that just find out for yourself and then be free to vote for whoever you want to. But when he started saying, I listened to the first 15 minutes in hopes that he would give me an idea of what he wanted to do as president. And then he said, you know, that last election was rigged. And if they do it again, the country's ruined. I'm like, I'm out. I'm out. I'm out.
My favorite part is Dane South saying he was talking about the movers. You think he was talking about the Good Greek movers?
Good Greek. Yeah, the Good Greek. You guys like their commercials? They got the superheroes.
They're the best.
And they're like, people are buying and just loving it.
Yeah.
What else you got, Marcos?
Another polarizing figure, although I loved him personally. Rasheed Wallace.
Oh, Sheed. Yes,
indeed.
Hey, not to be trifled with.
No, no, I love Sheed. Sheed
him,
was,
him and who's the old boy from New York? The Knicks.
James Johnson?
Oh, no. That got kicked out of the stadium.
Oakley?
Oakley.
Sprewell?
There it is.
Oakley. No, Oakley.
Oakley. Remember they kicked Oakley out?
Yeah.
Charles Oakley and Rasheed Wallace. Two dudes, and I'd be willing to put UD in that same group.
Yeah, of course. The last enforcer.
As my man would say, they stand on business.
Any man that played professional basketball in Air Force Ones, not to be trifled with. To be trifled with at all.
Because let me tell you something. Air Force Ones are great to walk around in, but you can't do nothing athletic in them.
No way.
Nothing.
But Rasheed, though, he was dropping threes, man. Hopefully that rubs off on this person who he's discussing right now. He said in regards to Bam Adebayo, he's not concerned about spacing when it comes to the Heat big man.
He could shoot. You know, that's his main thing. He could shoot. He has post moves. It's like has that defensive presence. He has a defensive mindset, you know what I'm saying, to help out teammates, this and that. Cause one, not only because he got to play the five now, but that was kind of sort of his mindset beforehand. You know what I'm saying? Being in that power forward position. Step out there, knock down that 15-footer, face you up, score with his back to the basket. And he's a good interior scorer for the Heat. But I think he can be more effective if they get a natural five in here and move him back to that power forward position.
What a take. Even with the spacing concern, because I think that's what people would say now. If they have him at the four, Jimmy in there, Jimmy's not a great long-range shooter. And unless your center is like a, you know, dead eye, you wouldn't worry about the spacing concerns?
Man, Denver ain't worried about no spacing concerns.
I mean, Joker can shoot it, though. I agree. If they had a five that could shoot it a little bit, that would unlock
and that's
worlds for them.
It's not even – yeah, shoot a little bit. Like Al Horford. Al Horford ain't the best three-point shooter, but, you know, he can knock down more consistent run out shots on the corners. Yeah, and that's what you need. You know, that spacing right there, and you got your least effective jump shot shooter in that dunker spot.
Wow.
Jeez.
What's that? Wow.
Yeah. No.
Hoops legend.
Let me tell y'all why. Why are you smiling, Toby? Why are you smiling, you fraud?
It's very insightful. You know, he's known Bam since before college. He's worked out with him when he was in high school.
Gooseys.
Wow.
Interesting.
Finally, somebody says it. Thanks, Dade South. Jackass. I've been saying it. Oh, my goodness. Why don't y'all listen to me? Why I try to make valid points and y'all dismiss me? Why?
I didn't dismiss you.
And now we hear the same thing 2 years later, and now everybody is this, somebody had an epiphany. You know what?
Y'all don't deserve me. Hoops.
Y'all don't deserve me. Y'all don't deserve me.
Wow.
Y'all don't deserve me.
She was. He knows hoops.
You don't listen. How long have I been saying Bam should have been a four? Yeah.
Don't know if you've said that before. Have you said that before?
Hey.
Oh.
And Smith, and you can kick the sharpest of rocks.
Wow.
You see what he put there? Baldy said Bam should have been playing the 4 years ago. I hate you.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
UFC 304 is coming up. Tobin, does it tickle
your fancy? Let's go, dude. Hell yes, it tickles my fancy. First of all, I think this is going to be the craziest atmosphere ever because they're making the British stay up till 3 in the morning for their card.
Which is crazy in itself.
Wow. That's crazy.
First of all, listen, we can barely get the British to stay up until 6 because when Conor McGregor fought in Vegas, they were climbing the lion.
Oh, yeah.
Once a night, the police had to circle the lion and get somebody off of the lion. And somebody
wanted to get.
And I got up one morning early to go golfing, and somebody tried to get a ride with me. Said I'd never been in an Uber before. So, I'm like, I'm going on the other side of town, dude. I just want a ride. I'm like, get away.
Back, everybody.
Roll out.
Roy.
Had to go on.
Take guys up until 2 here on the program.
Had to do a poop patrol.
Oh, why?
Yeah.
Oh, Pumpy?
Yeah. You know.
Did he get in there?
Huh?
Did he get in there, or you were just patrolling to make sure he didn't?
No, oh, he did.
Okay.
No, but you just know.
Okay.
And, you know, we have this nice wooden dog bowl. You put the bowls in there.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. And he's teething.
Oh, okay.
So he'll bite a piece of the wood off of the dog bowl and make a run for it. And you got to chase him.
Mm.
Like, it's hard because normally you get a dog after 2 months.
Yep.
We've had this dog 5 weeks. And we was 5 weeks old, so he was tiny.
Yeah, you guys are going through the entire process. Is it weird that my son also bites his wooden crib and runs away with it? Is that weird? Should I be concerned by that?
He's teething. You don't get him none of those little circle things. You freeze him.
And
then he chews him, and it makes it, it's good on his gums.
He's an animal, though. He really is an animal.
Baby tadpole turned into baby beaver.
He is a vicious, vicious child. He is physically gifted. He is very tall, and he is he's not thick to the point where he's like unhealthily obese, but he's at the top of the weight level. But this kid, not a thinker, not a thinker.
Zeus is how old? Zeus is, I think, 3, 2, 3.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's an athlete.
Oh. He's moose. Let's mix things on up here, dude.
Let's mix it on up.
The mix bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future. Welcome back, Frog Boy. Are you ready to man the mix bag?
Yes, I am ready. I missed it. I missed the mix bag. I should have just called every day and did a mix bag. That's what I should have done. You guys interested in a little Team USA news?
Yes.
Have you guys had a chance to watch any of the Team USA games?
A ton of them. You're talking about basketball,
I watched a couple.
Yes,
basketball,
indeed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I've watched everyone except for Serbia because I was in the Dominican Republic, but I saw the highlights on Twitter.
You were in the Dominican Republic? What the hell is that?
Yeah.
When discussing various members of international basketball, one that is not on the USA team but in the NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo became the topic of one conversation. Not to make this any political news, but Donald Trump, not sure if you guys saw it, had one of his old rallies in Milwaukee in which he called this NBA superstar and international superstar a very interesting nickname here. Listen to Donald Trump address the Milwaukee audience.
Milwaukee was great. They did a great job. The stadium is new. They built it for the basketball team, which is excellent. You know the Greek, right? The Greek.
Yes.
He's a good player, but they built it for the team, and it was like new. And it was one of the most, I think it was the greatest. I really believe it couldn't have been better. It was the greatest convention that anyone's seen thus far. Republican or Democrat.
Is that not right up his alley? Like, is that quintessential Donald Trump right there?
The Greek.
I mean, he was
beautiful.
The Greek.
It was the greatest.
He's the best.
It was the greatest. It was the best.
You know what
and
it is?
What I say? The crowds. Look at these great crowds. Kamala has no crowds.
The Greek. The Greek
That's
is so
exactly amazing. What we need to be talking about while running for president.
The freak, the Greek.
You know what though? I give him credit. He saw the name and he's like, "Nah, I'm just gonna cop out of that."
Answer the what?
Yeah, I'm good. Giannis? Nope. That's not how you. Okay.
I mean,
you
know he's like it's amazing.
It's so amazing.
Like I try. Like I'm one of those people that I try to listen to both parties because I'm not one of those people that just listen to what people tell me, right? You should all take a lesson in that, you know, that just find out for yourself and then be free to vote for whoever you want to. But when he started saying, I listened to the first 15 minutes in hopes that he would give me an idea of what he wanted to do as president. And then he said, you know, that last election was rigged. And if they do it again, the country's ruined. I'm like, I'm out. I'm out. I'm out.
My favorite part is Dane South saying he was talking about the movers. You think he was talking about the good Greek movers?
Good Greek. Yeah, the good Greek. You guys know, like their commercials? They got the superheroes.
They're the best.
And they're like, people are buying and just loving it.
Yeah.
What else you got, Marcos?
Another polarizing figure, although I loved him personally, Rasheed Wallace.
Oh, Sheed. Yes,
indeed.
Hey, not to be trifled with.
No, I love Sheed. Sheed
him and who's the old boy from New York? The Knicks.
James Johnson? Oh, no.
That got kicked out of the stadium.
Oakley.
Sprewell? There it is. Oakley. Oakley. Remember they kicked Oakley out?
Yeah.
Charles Oakley and Rasheed Wallace are two dudes. And I'd be willing to put UD in that same group.
Yeah, of course. The last enforcer.
As my man would say, they stand on business.
Any man that played professional basketball in Air Force Ones, not to be trifled with. To be trifled with at all.
Because let me tell you something. Air Force Ones are great to walk around in, but you can't do nothing athletic in them.
No way.
Nothing.
But Rasheed, though, he was dropping threes, man. Which, hopefully that rubs off on this person who he's discussing right now. He said, in regards to Bam Adebayo, he's not concerned about spacing when it comes to the Heat big man.
He could shoot. You know, that's his main thing. He can shoot. He has post moves. It's like has that defensive presence. He has a defensive mindset, you know what I'm saying, to help out teammates, this and that. Cause one, not only because he got to play the five now, but that was kind of sort of his mindset beforehand, you know what I'm saying, being in that power forward position. Step out there, knock down that 15-footer, face you up, scoreboard's back to the basket. And he's a good interior scorer for the Heat. But I think he can be more effective if they get a natural five in here and move him back to that power forward position.
What a take. Even with the spacing concern, because I think that's what people would say now. If they have him at the four, Jimmy in there, Jimmy's not a great long-range shooter. And unless your center is like a, you know, dead eye, you wouldn't worry about the spacing concerns?
Man, Denver ain't worried about no spacing concerns.
I mean, Joker can shoot it. Though. I agree. If they had a five that could shoot it a little bit, that would unlock
and that's
worlds for them.
It's not even – yeah, shoot a little bit. Like Al Horford. Al Horford ain't the best three-point shooter, but, you know, he can knock down more consistent shots from the corners. Yeah, and that's what you need. You know, that spacing right there, and you got your least effective jump shot shooter in that dunker spot.
Wow.
Shades.
What is that? Wow.
Yeah. No.
Hoops legend.
I'm tell y'all why are you smiling, Tobin? Why are you smiling, you fraud?
It's very insightful. You know, he's known Bam since before college. He's worked out with him when he was in high school.
Gooseys.
Wow.
Interesting.
Finally, somebody says it. Thanks, Dade South. Jackass. I've been saying it. Oh, my goodness. Why don't y'all listen to me? Why I try to make valid points and y'all dismiss me? Why?
I didn't dismiss you.
And now we hear the same thing 2 years later, and now everybody is this, somebody had an epiphany. You know what?
Y'all don't deserve
me. Y'all don't deserve me.
Wow.
Y'all don't deserve me.
She was. He knows
listen.
Hoops.
You don't listen. How long have I been saying Bam should have been a four? Yeah.
Don't know if you've said that before. Have you said that before?
Hey.
Oh.
And Smith, and you can kick the sharpest of rocks.
Wow.
You see what he put there? Baldy said Bam should have been playing 4 years ago. I hate you.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
UFC 304 is coming up. Tobin, does it tickle
Let's
your fancy?
Let's go, dude. Hell yes, it tickles my fancy. First of all, yeah. I think this is going to be the craziest atmosphere ever because they're making the British stay up till 3 in the morning for their card.
Damn. Which is crazy in itself.
Wow. That's crazy.
First of all, listen. We could barely get the British to stay up until 6 because when Conor McGregor fought in Vegas, they were climbing the lion.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, once a night, the police had to circle the lion and get somebody off of the lion. And somebody, and I got up one morning early to go golfing, and somebody tried to get a ride with me. And I've never been in an Uber before. So? I'm like, I'm going on the other side of town, dude. I just want a ride. I'm like, get away from me.
That's good. You should have given him a ride, Leroy. You never know, man. You never know.
So what's going on with the UFC?
Well, the co-main event, as you know, Tom Aspinall will be in a title bout against Curtis Blaydes.
He's good, Tom Aspinall.
He is so good that he decided the only way to make sure I prep these hands is to dip them in gasoline?
What? As a percentage, how much harder are your hands after soaking them in the gasoline?
Mate, they're like absolute stones. You know what? I've seen them new gloves. They sent me some of them new gloves. And they're a lot smaller than the other ones. There's a lot less padded on them. And I just thought, you know what? I need to harden the knuckles up, and that's the only way that I know how. So I've been doing the old gypsy method of dipping them in petrol, and it's the rock, they're like rocks, mate. Yeah.
Is any part of you concerned about the obvious health risks of putting your hands in petrol for
what
follow up?
I don't know, I just feel like having a flammable liquid seep into your hands is probably going to cost you at some point.
They're doing all right so far, mate. We'll find out on Saturday night, won't we? We'll find out. But if I get a disgusting knockout on Saturday, you better believe that half of the roster are going to be dipping the knuckles in petrol. So, it'd be all good.
Hey,
what?
Hey,
wow.
Hold on.
That's crazy.
What?
Yeah.
Dude.
Oh, like, you think it's crazy.
Go get me a cup of petrol. Need to dip my hands in it. Like, what are we doing?
This was him, by the way, FaceTiming with Ariel Helwani, showing him that he was actually doing it.
Whoa.
Look, he got a green can. Jeez. Now, can he still use that once he puts his stone hands in it?
Can he still use what?
The petrol.
The gas? The
petrol. Oh, I don't know.
Does he pour it back in the green?
You mean like recycle? I think so. It's expensive.
Trust
At
me.
Least use it for like a lawnmower or something.
I've gotten some gas from Valero that probably has had a couple knuckles in it, if I'm being honest.
I got to be honest with you. Why did the gypsies come up with so many things that are weird?
You know what?
Because they didn't have access to everything. They didn't have access. They were always traveling, always on the road. So they had to be self-sufficient. They had to figure out ways to do things that didn't require like regular medicine and stuff like that.
Do you know Yuri Prozhaka or Poyaka or whatever?
Apparently,
he used to rub, or he decided to rub poison ivy on himself before the fight with Alex Pereira. It was to increase his endurance, apparently.
He's weird. Yeah, he's a weirdo. He lives in a tent like Ricky Williams.
Yeah.
But I like how he's just like...
Ricky was weird when he did that, right?
Yeah.
We've got players that have been so much weirder. Now, we don't think it's a big deal that Aaron Rodgers just goes on a ayahuasca retreat, right? Think about that.
Nope.
Think about how we thought of Ricky Williams when he said, I'm going to live in the mountains and, you know, find myself, right?
And now Aaron Rodgers doesn't. We go, oh, he's finding himself in ayahuasca. Come on, man. Oh, gosh. What are we doing?
I like the guy's like, are you concerned about health concerns? He goes, what health concerns?
What health concerns? I think there's just not enough research on the health concerns on what this can be in the long-term effects because no one does this, dude.
Except right. Gypsies, of course.
He's like, what? No proof? There's no research that proves that this can harm you. Yeah, because no one does this. That's why there's no research on it.
He also hasn't needed a lot of help. Like, I haven't, like, realized Tom Aspinall, he's knocking out everybody in the first round.
Yeah.
I haven't really thought of him of needing another solution, but he's concerned with the endurance. New gloves.
The new gloves. That's interesting, yeah.
Well, he's talking about the new gloves and hurting his hands.
Hmm. They're like stones, mate.
Strange. Very, very strange. The more and more strange. I research this, the more I see, like, yeah, I don't know, dude. I don't know. This may be a thing that someone just told him. Did Tyson Fury call him on this? Because I don't see this as, like, a practice.
I've never heard of anybody doing this. I've never heard of the Gypsy King Tyson Fury doing this.
Yeah, I don't know. But it explains a lot. It explains a lot.
Can I hear it one more time? I just want to hear his disgust of the guy even questioning him.
As a percentage, how much harder are your hands after soaking them in the gasoline?
Mate, they're like absolute stones. You know what? I seen them new gloves. They sent me some of them new gloves. And they're a lot smaller than the other ones. There's a lot less padded on them. And I just thought, you know what? I need to harden the knuckles up. And that's the only way that I know how, so... I've been doing the old gypsy method of dipping them in petrol, and it's the rock. They're like rocks, mate. Yeah.
Is any part of you concerned about the obvious health risks of putting your hands in petrol?
What? The which are what?
I don't know. I just feel like having a flammable liquid seep into your hands is probably going to cost you at some point.
They're doing all right so far, mate. We'll find out on Saturday night, won't we? We'll find out if I get a disgusting knockout on Saturday, you better believe that half of the roster are going to be dipping the knuckles in petrol. So, it'd be all good.
He ain't lying. He ain't lying like, about that.
It sounds like he's got a hell of an endorsement coming up with Shell.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good. Game ops, do your thing.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't that be something if after the fight he just spits fire?
Oh, that's a show.
Flaming knuckles.
Out of the... Dang. That's a good intro.
Take a quick break. Back with more after this.